Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Leah Nylon. Federal and state officials are considering whether they should ask the judge overseeing Google's antitrust trial to break the company up. The judge ruled over the summer that the company did illegally monopolize the search market. So, Leah, what would it look like if that company is broken up?
Yeah, so the Justice Department is supposed to formally propose this in a filing tomorrow. And what they are suggesting is that if the company doesn't assist with some of the other proposals to make the market more competitive, that they might be forced to sell off Chrome, which is the most popular web browser in the world. You may have used it. It integrates really well with a lot of Google's other services, such as Search and Gmail and things like that. So it might have to be sold to another company. There's a couple people who might be interested. Some people have said maybe Amazon would be interested in buying it, maybe OpenAI. There are some people who probably wouldn't be allowed to buy it, like Microsoft, because they already own the second most popular browser.
Okay, so what would that mean for you and me? Like, we could still use Chrome, right?
Yeah, you could still use it. It would just have a different owner. And, you know, it might, instead of defaulting to Google, so when you go up there and you just type a phrase, it automatically goes to Google as the search engine. It might go to a different search engine. You know, the person who owns it would get to choose that. And so, you know, it might be a way for them to sort of put traffic to a different search engine, maybe one that's different than Google.
Okay, but it won't automatically link me to my, you know, Gmail.
It might no longer be able to do that because it would no longer be owned by Google. You might have to, you know, like add an extension or something like that. You know, this is one of the reasons why Google said it wouldn't be very good. They have said that this proposal would not be very good for consumers because right now it works pretty seamlessly between all of their products. People like it for that because, you know, it works really well if you have Gmail. And it probably wouldn't work as well in the future.
Okay, that's a little bit of a pain. Well, but what is the timeline? Like, this isn't going to happen right away.
No, so the Justice Department is supposed to officially make this proposal to the judge tomorrow, and then Google gets a chance to respond next month. Then in the spring of next year, the judge is going to have a two-week hearing on this, and there will be testimony from various Google side witnesses and then official experts about what some of these changes would do and whether they would really be necessary to sort of resolve the competition concerns that the Justice Department has about online search. The judge has said that he intends to rule by next August, so we will probably sort of have a final decision by then. And then Google says it's going to appeal, and appeals oftentimes take a little bit of time, so that would probably take about a year. So at the earliest, we would probably see a change in maybe 2026. It might not be until more like 2027.
Would any of these things change or be waylaid with a new presidential administration?
There could be some changes to this. The judge did put in there that the Justice Department can make some amendments to the proposal that they're making tomorrow in March. So if the Trump administration comes in and they decide that, you know, they want to push for like a bigger breakup of Google or they want to drop the breakup entirely, they can say that in March. So he was sort of thinking ahead to the possibility that there might be some slight shifts at the Justice Department.
Was this the biggest antitrust suit that Google is facing, or are they have other irons in the fire?
So there is another really big suit involving Google that's pending actually across the river from D.C. in Alexandria. And that one has to do with advertising technology. This is stuff that you or I as a consumer never really see, but it's all the pipes that advertisers use to sell advertising to everybody else on the web. So the Justice Department has also alleged that Google monopolized that market through a variety of acquisitions and various things it has done to make it difficult for advertisers and for website publishers to move to other products. And that one, the company has also explicitly said they want a breakup and to force Google to sell off some of the products. And this, you know, advertising is what makes Google the most money. It doesn't actually make any free product, but it does make a lot of money from ads. So that one is a pretty existential threat to, you know, some of Google's core business.
That is Bloomberg's Leah Nylon. Leah, thanks for the reporting. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.